Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of day where we walk by faith and not by sight, the place where we are encouraged in our walk of faith, in the process of the walk, where God uses our everyday, ordinary life to shape us, to develop us, to define us, and to let us know who He is in our life as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we apply the Word of God, as we allow that Word to manifest in us, we see the demonstration of God's power. We become light. We become salt to someone who needs encouragement, who needs to see Jesus in our life, who needs to be drawn to Jesus Christ. And He uses us, and He takes what we go through, that their place, like He told Abraham, go there, and when you get there, I'll tell you. Our their place is the ongoing process where we are continually being shaped, continually growing in God, continually becoming more like Him, line up in line, precept upon precept, faith to faith, height to height, depth to depth, glory to glory. This will continue until He cracks the sky or until we go to be with Him. We will still be in this process where we're being groomed, where we're being shaped, where the character of Jesus Christ is becoming more and more relevant and alive in us, where we see the authority of God's love, the constraining power of His Word in us becoming alive, and we live more for His glory than our glory. God always chooses unlikely people for His purpose and His plan. He always chooses a person that we would not choose ourselves. And when God chooses a person, a family, a tribe, when He chooses someone for His glory, He chooses them so that He can get glory out of them. And nothing or no one can stop or refuse the Word of God when God begins to use you for His glory. We are going to look at the Bible today. We're going to start the series of faith, and we're going to look at faith and what faith is, but we're also going to look at the heroes of faith in the book of Hebrew. We're going to deal with some of the characters that we see in the Bible who are written in Hebrews. It talks about their faith and what their faith meant and how their faith impacted the people around them, but also us, and how God is so important that God had the writers write about their faith so we can understand that not only was this an Old Testament story or something that we can read, but also it's mentioned in the New Testament to show the impact of how their faith grew, matured, how their faith impact the people around them. And now we see that faith in action. So we're going to be looking at faith, dealing with faith for a while, and we're going to love hearing about faith because you can never, ever, ever, I don't care how long you've been a Christian, you can never, ever get tired about hearing about faith. Our faith develops, and God allows faith to shape us and to grow us and to push us even further than what we can think or even imagine. Living faith, we're going to talk about living faith right now, and basically talk about faith. We understand that faith is the requirement as a believer. It is impossible to please God without faith. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Our faith is very, very powerful, and our faith is able to shape things. It shapes our prayers. It shapes what's around us, and it is actually the reality of what we know. Our faith should be the reality of our world. Our faith should be the reality of how we move and how we live. Because we understand that when we begin to walk and talk and pray and act by faith, we do not allow even though we're in this world, we don't allow the things of this world to dictate what is possible for us. Because when we believe, all things are possible. And when we pray the prayers of faith, our faith begins to shape things and makes it the reality of what we already know to be. Our faith is not saying, show me first, and then I'll testify. Our faith says, I'll testify, I'll decree, I'll declare, I'll say what God says first before it ever shows up. Because I already know that when I pray, when I speak, when I declare something, it's already done. The same authority that was in the beginning when God spoke, the same power in Genesis that we see this is, let there be. When God spoke that word, that same word is still hitting and becoming because God is Alpha and Omega. So what he spoke in the beginning, Alpha, when it gets to the end, it hits that Omega moment. It hits that Alpha moment again. In other words, when God speaks, let there be, and it gets to the end. When it gets to the end, it meets itself again, and it has to continue. It does not stop because he's Alpha and Omega. So what God spoke in the beginning is meeting itself when it gets to that end point. If there's ever an end, it meets itself again, and it starts the process all over again because God's word cannot lie. He's Alpha and Omega. And the same way his word hovered and brewed, his spirit hovered and brewed, Jesus in the beginning was right there. The Holy Spirit was right there. God's power was right there in the beginning, hovering and brewing over the waters of chaos. We have that same authority to speak to chaotic waters and to chaotic situations and chaotic things and command the light and the life of God to come by faith. And when we speak, we see things move. We see the waters recede. We see light come. We see things grow. We see things develop. We see things change because that same authority, that same power is in us to command something, to speak. Jesus even says, I've given you the keys of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever is not suitable for the earth, it is not suitable for heaven, it's not suitable for the earth. So whatever you bind, whatever you say is not suitable, whatever you say is not fit, whatever you decree and declare, this should not be, and you take authority over it. You, by faith, take authority in the name of Jesus over a situation, over circumstances. You pray the prayers of faith. Then guess what? God says it's not suitable. Then I'm going to make sure that it is no longer there. I'm going to take it up. I'm going to bind it up. And there are some things that we bind up. It's like a fig tree. It's like that parable that Jesus said. In other words, it's a night season, and our night season may be a long season, but we're going to see some change. In other words, when you come back again, it won't be anymore. But our night season is not determined by 24 hours. When we speak things, it may be like may take some time for it to change, but we're going to see it change because a day for us is not the same as a normal 24 hours in the spirit realm, because in the Bible lets us know that in the kingdom of God, one day is as 1,000 years. So when we're speaking and decreeing some things go instantly away. Some things are destroyed instantly. But then there are things that we're speaking, and they're because of the generational giantcy of that thing. It's so large. It's gone through generations. Some things have been there since the beginning of time, or some things have been there for 15 generations, 20 generations. So you're killing this thing at the root, going back to the generation of where it began, where it developed. So it takes longer for that tree, that thing that is cursed, to dry up, to be rooted up. But we know that when we speak by faith, and we know that whatever we pray and we say in the name of Jesus and we believe, then we're going to see the results of that in our lives manifested. We're going to see that thing come to pass. And that's all in knowing what, when we pray, that we are praying the will of God, not our will, the will of God, that what we're praying is what God intends, what God desires, what God wants. So we're going to be looking at the life of faith, this walking by faith series, how we live and walk by faith. And as a believer, we understand that we are supposed to have faith. Faith in itself is more than what we think. Faith is powerful. Faith basically allows us to see things in the spirit as God sees it. Our faith sees it complete, done. Our faith sees it already developed, already as God says. And we're just waiting on the manifestation. And as we're waiting, we are praising God, knowing that it's already done, not going to happen. We're not supposed to be surprised when we see the prayers of the righteous avail and change something, deliver something, do something. We're not supposed to be surprised. When we pray it, we're already supposed to expect the possible to happen, the change to happen, the development to happen, the jokes to be destroyed. We are supposed to expect the end results of what we already see by faith. We're supposed to expect it, and we praise God through it, thanking him for what has already been done. So when it happens, everyone else around us may be surprised, but we're not, because we prayed the prayers of faith, and we see the impossible manifest. So our faith is very, very, very powerful. We live and walk by faith. The book of Hebrews lets us know and see that it is through faith that both the leaders in the Bible, the fathers and the heroes of faith, we see them as spiritual leaders, and we see their spiritual victory. We see what they've conquered and what they went through. We see how they developed in their faith, grew in their faith. When you look at Abraham, when you look at any Noah, all of the people in the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, you see that they basically developed, grew in their faith walk. We're supposed to grow in our faith walk. Faith, when you start walking by faith, living by faith, there will be challenges of faith. There will be oppositions, that things that come to wrestle with your faith, to make it seem and appear as if what you're praying and what you're saying, what you're decreeing, what you're declaring is not going to manifest. But you have to live by the faith that you know to be true. Our faith is the reality of what we live by. We live by the kingdom and the principles of God. So therefore, what we believe and we know to be true is the reality of our life. We know that God sent his son. We know that his son gave his life. We know that his son got up. We know that he got up with all power and he redeemed us. And now by faith, when we confess with our mouth, believe in our heart that Jesus Christ is both Lord and Savior, Redeemer of our life, we receive him in our heart. And we are changed inwardly in the spirit part of our nature. We're changed there. And we're, our concepts, our soulish realm begins to change as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we learn of him, as we develop our faith, we grow, we change even more and more. And we see more of our old self dying off. We see more of our old habits not becoming alive anymore. But if we stay away from the Word of God and the presence of God, if we forget to assemble ourselves and be under a shepherd, then those things that were former can start to come back alive. But if we stay in the midst of God's presence, if we renew our minds in the Word of God, if we live that life of faith, if we decree, we're going to see more and more of him develop in us and less of us, less of who we used to be, less of our old man. So we understand that there is going to be a wrestling match with our faith. There's going to be a wrestling match that happens when we pray. There's an adversary who doesn't want to see our faith manifested or realized. So he's going to hit us. It's going to be like a Job moment, so to speak. It's going to be where he says the only reason why God is blessing you is because he's given you all these things. But you have to understand your faith is going to be challenged, and anything worth having is going to be challenged. It's going to be authentic. So when you pray the prayers of faith, you're changing an atmosphere or changing an environment that the enemy has desired for it to be that way, or for him to have a territorial stronghold there, or for him to have the life of someone. You're praying a prayer that's going to break that chain, break that yoke, break, destroy it by faith. So the enemy is going to attack you. So your faith walk is not going to always be easy, but it will be worth it. Don't back down because the enemy comes after you, because you walk by faith. The just shall live by faith. This is what pleases God, our faith. And it's not even our faith. It's his, because the Bible lets us know that we have been given a measure of faith, and that measure is his. He gave us faith to believe, and we add to our faith as we allow God to stretch us, as we allow God to refine us, as we allow God to move us from height to height, depth to depth, glory to glory, as we allow him to enlarge us, as we receive more of the word and we live by that word. In the natural, you have to have food to eat to be strong and to grow and to develop. Well, in the spirit realm, we have to have the word of God. We have to live by that word and eat that word and take that word in. And as we do, our mind changes, our character changes, everything about us begins to change, and it begins to align with the word of God in a way that blows your mind, because people who formerly knew you, they see a change. They see more than you just saying you were a Christian. They see the life and the character developing in you. And it doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect, because we are still in the process of being changed. We are still in the process of growing. The Bible says we are saved and we are being saved from this very present world, from the enemy, and from ourselves. We are being saved. God is saving us from all of those things that will pull on us and try to keep us from being all that he says. That's all the time that I have for today. I wish I had more time, but this enough time for you to be empowered, impacted, and be strengthened in your walk of faith, and know that God is up to something, and your faith is valuable. It's worth something. It's very important. So continue to live and walk by faith. Grow in your faith. Develop your faith, and let God be God in your life. As you do, you're going to see the demonstration of its power and all that your faith will produce. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Have a blessed and wonderful day, and we will see you next week for another 3 days of empowerment. Have a blessed and wonderful worship experience.